Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center here in Baltimore, Maryland, and also Eddie's Wellness LLC. So happy that we have all made it to July. I hope everyone has been having a great time so far with everything, not everything, but a lot of things opening back up. I hope you're being responsible with the things that you do. As you venture back out to have a little fun in the sun as it is summertime. And also wanted to remind you that there's always some music happening here in Baltimore. Tonight, my husband, Eric Worthy, is playing with Liz Fixon and Matthew George, and they're streaming live right now. And I hope that those of you who are tuned into that are enjoying it thoroughly. And we look forward to a time where they will be able to play live for you again. So right now I wanted to introduce you to a friend of mine named Ruben. Hello, Ruben. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Great. And I wanted to let you guys know what the topic is tonight. So today we're going to talk about dreams. And we were having such a great conversation about other random, quote unquote, mysteries, the unexplained, that I decided that this would be the topic today because I've had such great conversations. I want to share with you all a couple of the dreams that I've had recently. And you can give me your feedback, your take on what you think they may mean. And we will go down the rabbit hole a little bit and see what we come up with here. As I have not shared with Ruben yet my two dreams I'm going to share with you guys today. So we're going to find out what he thinks. So how do you feel about this, Ruben? Are you excited
to see this
today?
Yes, something I've always been wanting to do, like talk about these topics with.
Sweet. Okay, so let me let you know that the first dream that I had this week was on the first dream that I had on Monday evening, I should say Sunday going into Monday, and it was a dream about spiders. Now, mind you, we had just come off of a camping trip, and I had a similar dream last year after we had come off camping trip. So I think that one was just letting me know that I'm just really not that into spiders. So that was an easy one for me. Okay. Easy one for the cat too, because she kept coming over to check on me like, you good? You're moving a whole lot tonight. So that was cool. But so the second night though, I had this dream, and for some strange reason I had like a bunch of sage. I had a boatload of sage. I had sage that was in a bundle, and I was out in the woods, right? Almost like that camping situation again. But I had some sage in a bundle that I had burned, so it was smoke, and I was walking through the woods, and I had sage in my hair, like almost had on like a sage vest, almost. It was weird. It was almost like I had this rose-shaped sage on my back, okay. Right? Big one. So it was almost like a shield. And then I had some down around my ankles, and my conscious mind laughed at the ones around my ankles because I realized that they were secured with like rubber bands, I'm like, okay, wouldn't that like cut off my circulation like in real life? But anyway, it's a dream, so it's not real life.
Yeah.
But so so anyway, so that happens, and then I'm walking along and everything.
To you know, I guess you're becoming aware of that stuff, and you're kind of becoming more sensitive to when you see it. Has the way you feel, have you felt that way in another occasion or in real life? Have you ever felt it?
I have felt that, well, yeah, to some degree. Now, not to the degree where I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to die
if
I don't get out of here.
Yeah.
But I have felt that sometimes care is not care. Sometimes you're just a number.
Yep.
And they're going through the motions to satisfy what they think you would find important at that visit, so that they can pacify you and move you along until something really is wrong. The ironic thing is, I say for myself, and I was even thinking about my dad today, like, he is what you consider to be morbidly obese. I'm also considered what people would consider to be obese. But to this point, neither one of us have any significant health issues. Our issues are joint issues because both of us have played hard in our life. So, of course, any excess weight is going to make the joint issues more noticeable for us individually. But beyond that, there's really not anything else that would be a real issue. Now, the only other issue that I've had is acid reflux. But that was brought on.
Taskers,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you do one task?
Mm-hmm.
Just do one task at a time. It is not going to
mm-hmm.
kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be more productive. There's no such thing as multitasking. You're actually stopping one thing and you're doing the other one really fast. You're just doing it really fast.
Right.
You cannot separate your brain in two parts and think in two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen. And also, the more you think, the more you're burning
energy. Yeah.
So you know, we put our attention in different things. And that's one thing I've actually purposely done, become more intentional. I'll try to listen
mm-hmm.
to everyone. It doesn't happen all the time, but I'm working on it. And another thing I tell people is I'll say something that seems kind of like odd,
mm-hmm.
but I have something that I mean behind it. And
mm-hmm.
I go deeper. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you probably also have to do when you hear people. Listen to their body or listen to their soul. No, don't try to just listen to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, people may get mad at you. It's not about you. Don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't feed the beast, it won't grow. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I think the other part of that, too, as far as people not always understand what you're saying, that's the other thing, too. Now, we're just talking about communication at this point. English is someone's second language. I think people forget that sometimes certain words
mm-hmm.
Are used because they are the closest to what the person is really trying to convey. It's
mm-hmm.
not the
yeah.
word that they may really want to
yeah.
use. But then that's where you get into, like you say, the listening for
yeah.
the whole, taking everything in its
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful thing. And during that time frame, there was a full moon, and we were just right in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And then we did have to walk down because there were some trees, but we still had a good view if you wanted to look just from those trees. Mm-hmm. But we walked down to this where there was like a valley area, and so it was open. There was a nice open clearing, and it was just the most beautiful thing. And of course, you have somebody there who wants to even sour that, right? So we're there, we're listening, and then we hear some guy go, "Hey, man, now, I'm tired." So like you gotta go to work tomorrow? Like, you're out camping. Do you have to go to work tomorrow? And then I'm like, well, who is he even talking to? Because we're over here. Like, we're not loud. So what's that all about? So two of our colleagues let us know that the camp directly across from his camp was singing some songs, mm-hmm. and he didn't like that. And again, I say, where did you have to go in the morning? Really? Anything that's done on this campsite can be done all day. So Lulu is in the room. And she is joining our conversation. Lulu is my cat, and she wanted some attention right there, so we're just giving it to her. But also, what I was getting at is, because you're not only dealing with a person's physical shortcomings, you're also dealing with a person's emotional and spiritual issues, whether they realize it or not, that can sometimes be several times more draining than actually doing a physical session. Like if I have 5 sessions in a day and I have 3 that are just straight body work, everything's in the muscle, there's no real mental, spiritual connection of the manifestation, what's going on. It's just in the body, they had a situation, and it's just there. And then you have those other two that come in, and you feel like you're working on 2-3 people at one time with each person because it's everything. It's everything. It's across the board. It's just everything.
But I don't see it as different types of people. I just feel where they are at.
Well, yeah.
So you got your people that you're working on their body and stuff, and then you got people who once you start working, like, stuff is coming up.
Right.
That's because they're probably ready to process that stuff.
But everyone,
I believe, even myself, we all have our emotional body. Mm-hmm. We're dressed in it, too. So,
right. Me today, I look forward to coming back on with you again, and we can follow up with this conversation and go somewhere else, because we had no clue where this was going to go. We started with dreams, and now we're ending with body work. But I think that that's appropriate because all of the dreams that we identified from the perspective that you took on it led us back to healthcare anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's appropriate that we're ending with body work, which is healing, getting from the issue to the healing.
But also dreams you're processing. It's your body. It's your basically your conscious and your subconscious. They're kind of making sense, and you're processing, and you're gonna get to what you need to get to.
Okay. So with that, we're going to end our talks for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to inbox me with them. And as I said, we will continue this conversation at another time. Have a great evening.